Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Chavtas Samin Aleph. We're holding on Chavtas Samin Aleph, the second line from the top, Tisha B'Av Nigzar Avlisenu Shal Yikansul Aretz. So the first thing out of the five things that we said happened on Tisha B'Av is that it was Nigzar that they weren't allowed, going to be able to enter Eretz Yisrael. So we know, and how do we know that that happened on Tisha B'Av? The Chziv, as the Pasuk says, V'ahiv V'chodesh HaRishon B'shana HaShniya B'echad HaChodesh Hukam HaMishkan V'amar Mar, Mar said about this, that Shana Rishonu Asa Moshe Asa Mishkan, during the first year, that's in Moshe Rabbeinu, that's when he made everything for the Mishkan. Shniya Hekem Moshe Asa Mishkan, it was in the second year, that's when, after leaving Mitzrayim, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu actually put up the Mishkan, Ushalach Meraglim, and that's also the time when he sent the Meraglim to go and spy out Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Pasuk says, Vahi b'shana ashniya b'chodesh hasheni, it was in the second year, in the second month, the month of Iyar, be'esrim b'chodesh, in the 20th of the month, so now ha'anan me'al Mishkan Eidus, there was a cloud that went up on the Mishkan. And the Pasuk says, V'yisku mihar Hashem derech shleishos yamim, they traveled for 3 days. So if they traveled for 3 days starting on Chaf Iyar, that means 3 days later we're holding by Chaf Gimel Iyar. And Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Oysa Yoim, on that day on Chav Gimel Iyar, so Saru Me'achari Hashem, they rebelled, they complained, they wanted some meat. Uksiv in the Pasuk says, V'Safsuf Asher Bekirba Yisavu Taivo, that they wanted the Taivo, they wanted meat. V'Yashuva V'Yivku Gam B'nei Yisrael, they cried, they complained. Uksiv, and it says, how long did this go on for? Ad Chodesh Yamim, they complained for a month. So a month from Chav Gimel of Iyar, that takes us to Havlu Esen Utartim B'Sivan. That takes us to Chav Beis Sivan. Uksiv in the Pasuk says, Vatisagim Miriam Shavas Yamim, then Miriam was put in Hezker for 7 days. From Chav Beis Sivan, 7 days, the Havluhu Esen Utesha B'Sivan. So that's the 29th of Sivan. Uksiv in the Pasuk says, and on that day Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu Shalach Lecha Anashim, you could send out spies. Utani would learn to the Braisa V'Esen Utesha B'Sivan Shalach Moshe Meraglin. Nataka, on the 29th day of Sivan, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu sent out the Meraglim. Uksiv in the Pasuk says, V'yashuvu mitar ha'aretz miketar ba'amyay, that they toured the land, they'd spied out the land for 40 days. So 40 days from Chav Tes Sivan. So that really takes us to Yud Av. So ask the Gemara, Hani arba'am yoyim nechichad havu. We need 39 days. 39 days is what's going to take us to Tisha B'Av. So Amar Abaye, the no, Tammuz the Ishata maluye maluyuha, that the Tammuz of that year was actually Malay, it was a full 30-day month, as the Pasuk says, Kara Olai Moye Lishbar Bachurai, so being that it was Malay, so the 40 days actually took us, instead of the 10th of Av, it took us to the 9th of Av. And that's when the Meraglim came back, Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Vatitsa Kol Eida, V'yitnu Eskoilam, V'yivku Am Balayla Hu, everyone cried, and that's when it was Nigzar, Al V'seinu Shli Konsul Aretz. And says the Gemara, Amar Rabbam, Rabbi Yechanan, Ned Isa Laila Leil Tishabav, that was Leil Tishabav, Amar Lama Kadesh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Atem bechisem bechiyah shochinam, because you cried for nothing. It was nothing. It was Eretz Yisrael is the best. Vani kaveya lechem bechiyah ladayreis. Because of that, I'm going to be kaveya that this is going to be a day that you're actually going to cry forever. Charev beis hamikdash, charev habayis bereishayna." Tisha B'Av, the second thing that we said happened on Tisha B'Av is that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. How do we know that? Says the Gemara Dechsev, on the one hand, the Pasuk says, U'b'chodesh ha'chamishi b'shiv l'chodesh. It says in the fifth month, in the month of Av, on the seventh day of the month, Hishnas Chasrit, Shana l'melech Nebuchadnezzar melech b'avah b'ad, Nebuzrad and Rav Tabachim ev'a melech b'avah, Yerushalayim v'yisrav es Beis HaShem. That's when he destroyed, and he burnt the Beis HaMikdash on the seventh of Av. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, Mamish, the exact same thing, but the Pasuk says, "Ubechodesh haChamishi ba'aser l'chodesh." On the 10th day of Av, Hishnas Chas Seishana l'Melech Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel Banu Nevuzraddan Rav Tabachim Av Eved Lufnei Melech Bavel Yerushalayim. V'Goymer, it says he destroyed the Beis Hamikdash on the 10th day of Av. So Mamash Estira, was it on the 7th or was it on the 10th? So V'Tani, we learned in the Braisa that the Yevshalayim Ar B'Shiva Shari Kvar Nemar Ba'aser. You can't say the 7th because it says the 10th. Yevshalayim Ar Ba'aser Shari Kvar Nemar B'Shiva. You can't say the 10th because it says the 7th. So okay. And how are we going to reconcile the two psukim? Says the Braisa, this is what happened. On the seventh day, that's when they entered the Heichal. They ate in it. They desecrated it. Shri, Shmini. They did that on the seventh and on the eighth day of Av. On the ninth day, right before nightfall, that's when they started lighting the Beis Hamikdash on fire. And it was lit the entire day of the tenth. The ninth day, going into the tenth, That's when they lit it on fire, and it stayed on fire, and it burned throughout the entire tent. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Ailanu kifana ayoyim ki yinatu tzil le'arev, that the Ailanu happened when it was almost the end of the day. That's when they started lighting the fire. V'hainu dam Rabbi Yochanan. Now that we understand that most of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the 10th, only part of it. It only started to be lit on the 9th, so now we understand now what Rabbi Yochanan said, that Omali Aisi b'hoise adar le'kevatev elo basiri, that I would have been a kaiveya that Tisha B'Av should be on the 10th. Because that's when most of it was actually burnt. So v'rabanan, everyone that argued on Rabbi Yochanan, why were they kaveh Tisha B'Av to be on Tisha B'Av, on the 9th day of Av? Why not the 10th? Because eschalta deparanusa adifa. Now you had that since it started on the 9th, so it makes sense. It makes more sense to make the fast on the 9th. And how do we know that the second Beis HaMikdash was also destroyed on the 9th day of Av? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa that it's a Svara Megalgulin Tzchus L'Yom Zakai V'Choy V'L'Yom Chayev. We assume good things happen on good days and bad things happen on bad days. So if Tisha B'Av is when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so Mestama, it's also when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now Amri, they said that Kishachar Beis HaMikdash B'Rishayna, when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so Aisa Hayayim Tisha B'Av Haya. That day was Tisha B'Av. Shabbos, it was a Sunday. It was the year after Shemitah. It was the Mishmar of Yoyariv that was serving in the Beis HaMikdash that week. The Levim were standing on the Duch and singing the Shir Shal Yoyim. What song were they singing? So they were singing the Shir Shal Yoyim of Wednesday, actually. Rashi says that's what came into their minds. That's what came out of their mouths. V'yashav aleihem esoinam, v'rasam yatzmisem, basically saying that bad's gonna come. V'yaspiku leimer yatzmisem Hashem Elokeinu, ad shebayu nachrim u'kavshom. Until the nachrim already came, the goyim came and they conquered them. V'chein b'shniyah, and the exact same thing happened during this man of the Chorban Bayisheni. So, kabanim, those were the first three things that happened on Tisha B'Av. It was nigzra and both the first and second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The fourth thing that happened was that Nilkada Beitar. Beitar was destroyed. Beitar, which was a very chash of a city then, it was destroyed. That happened on Tisha B'Av. How do we know that? Says the Gemara. It's a Gemara. Kach kibalnu ma beisenu. That's the Messiah that we have. Nechra Sha'ir, the fifth and final thing is that Yushalayim was destroyed. Tani, we learned in the Braisa that Kishachar of Trinis Noifis Harasha Sahechal, when he destroyed the whole Yushalayim really, but he started with the Hechal, so Nigzra Gzeira of Rabbi Gamliel, there was also a Gzeira that was placed on Rabbi Gamliel, Lahariga, that they were going to kill him. So Ba'a, the Nechad Va'amim Bibes HaMedrish, a certain officer came to the base Medrish Va'amir, and he said, Balochaitim is Bakesh, Balochaitim is Bakesh, the God Lador is being summoned. So Shama Rabbi Gamliel heard this, he understood. Summoned meant over here lahariga. So Azul Tashiminayu. So he went and he hid from them. Azul Gabe Bitsina. So the policeman, he came to Rabbi Gamliel privately. He knew where he was hiding. And Amar Lein, he said to him, "I have a deal to make with you. If I save you, will you bring me to Olam Haba?" So Amar Lein hates. Rabbi Gamliel says yes. Amar Lein Shtavli. He says, "Swear to me." Shtavli. He swears to him. Salach Leigra Nafalumis. He goes up to the roof. The officer. He goes to the roof and he jumps off and dies. Now Ugamiri, now we know that Kigazer Gzirto Mis Chanminayu, the Goyim had a law that when they would make a Gzera and one of their officers would die, so Mevatli Gzeritayu. So that would be Mevatl the Gzera. And like that, the Gzera against Rabbi Gamliel went away. Yas Sabasko Vamra. Abasko came out and said that this officer is going to go straight to Olam Haba, just like Rabbi Gamliel had promised him. Natan Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, Mishacharav Abayis B'Rishayinu Niskabsu Kitois Kitois Shabirchei Kuna. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the groups of Kehanim, young Kehanim, they gathered together, Umaftecha Yisaheicha B'Yadon, they had the keys of the Heicha, V'Alu Lugaga Heicha, they went to the roof, V'Amru Lefanav, they said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Hayovulei Zechinu Liyais Gizbar Neman, him, since we were in Zaycha to be trusted Gizbarim, trusted treasurers, we sinned. We didn't do what we were supposed to do. So you mefteches mesura islach. So you should hold on to the keys. Uzarukum klape mala. They threw them upwards. Yatsakeim pisas yad vikibalton. The image of like a palm of a hand came down and caught the keys. Mehem v'heim kavtsu v'naflu techaar. And they jumped off and they jumped into the fire. V'alein kainan yeshayo anavi. On about them, Yeshayo anavi says the kina that Yerushalayim cried that these young kahanim, they all went up to the roof. Chuyis Malaya, Yerhaimia, Kirya Aliza, Chalalayich, Yer Chalalim, your dead ones. They're loichal lecherev. They're not dead from the sword. V'loy meisei mochama. They're not dead from the mochama. They died because they jumped off the roof. And Afba Kadosh Baruch Hu Nemar. Even about Kadosh Baruch Hu, it says that he also kaviyachol sadikino, like the pasuk says, Mekarker kir v'shaya elahar. That Kadosh Baruch Hu had this lashon of crying also, that he also kaviyachol sadikino. Now the Mishnah said, Mishenichnas Av mematim esimcha. Now when Av enters, we decrease in simcha. So I'm Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmi the Rav. Kashem shem Mishenichnas Av mematim esimcha. Kach Mishenichnas Adam Marvin besimcha. We'll come back to the slime Bezus Hashem in the following shir.